This is Jay Sekulow live in Israel. We're going to give you an update on the situation in the Gaza Strip and also a report from Jordan.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live, a special presentation from the Middle East. Now, live from Israel, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. I'm coming to you live from Israel. I spent the day, actually, in Jordan, in the Heshemite Kingdom of Jordan, discussing with people there and officials there the status of the real crisis that's developing in what's called the Gaza Strip. Now, President Bush met today with Ehud Olmert. He is the Prime Minister of Israel to deal with the situation. We've posted a very special report at ACLJ.org on our website. This is from a friend of mine, Andrew White, who is a member of these Middle East expert. He's a canon in the Anglican Church. He's a committed Christian. He does a lot of work in Gaza. He does a tremendous work in Iraq, as well as in the Western Bank. And the report he has, which we'll get into at length, from Gaza is very, very troubling. Now, this comes on the heel of another report regarding the mistreatment of Christians in the Gaza Strip. Now, as you know, the Gaza Strip was under Fatah control under the unity government, which included Hamas, but was not dominated by Hamas. Well, that has changed now. And Gaza Strip is now controlled by the militant terrorist organization Hamas. Interestingly, the target of the real terrorist threats are aimed not right now in the state of Israel. Things are actually quiet in the major portions of Israel. It is in the Gaza Strip, especially as it relates to Christians in the Gaza Strip. A very, very troubling development. Here's my question. This is what I want to ask you, and we're going to get your comments on. What message would you have me convey to government officials, both in the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, to the Arabic leadership, as well as to the Israeli leadership, with regard to the Hamas takeover in this region? What would you have us say to Hamas officials? What would you have us say to the Christians living in this now tyrannical regime? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. I'm going to be traveling to these various portions of the Middle East, and I want to know what you would have me tell the opposition leaders, that is, the leaders from these governments that are now being controlled by terrorists. What's the message we should be sending to these terrorist organizations regarding our support for Israel, regarding the situation in the Middle East, our concern over Christians in that area? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, as I give you this report, you are going to be outraged with the report that I've gotten. That is this. A militant leader in the Gaza Strip, a Hamas leader, has now said that for Christians to live in peace, they will have to, number one, stop all, quote, missionary activity, and if they don't, they will be dealt with harshly. This is the quote from this leader. The threat comes, by the way, 2 days after a church and Christian school in Gaza was actually attacked following seizure of the power by the Hamas organization from Fatah. This is what this leader, this sheikh in the Hamas organization, has said: I expect our Christian neighbors to understand the new Hamas rule means real change. They must be ready. You ready for this, folks? They must be ready for Islamic rule if they want to live in peace in Gaza. This guy, by the way, is in charge of an Islamic outreach organization that is part of the military wing to enforce Muslim law in the Gaza Strip. He stated that other Islamic movements are going to be existing to ensure that Christian schools and institutions show publicly what they are teaching, and they better not be carrying out, quote, missionary activities, and they will also monitor all the activities of internet cafes to stop missionary activity. Now, this comes, by the way, folks, on a report I'm going to give you after the break that is absolutely outrageous on what's happening to Christians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. What is the message that you want me to communicate while I'm in Israel to these government officials? 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. What's the message we also want to send to the Christians living under this regime in the Gaza Strip and Hamas? What should we be telling them? How should we be standing with them? Again, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. I've got some other reports I want to give you when we come back from the break. Absolutely troubling, devastating what's going on in that region of the world right now. We'll give you a full report on that. And we had a great response yesterday to our proclamation of solidarity with Israel. I need you to add your name right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
It's escalating, it is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel, with the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East. The American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2222. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. The Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
The motto of the school has always been Christian leadership to change the world, and we're seeing that in business, in law, in government, in religion. So across the board, the leadership goal of Regent was to change the world, and we're seeing that.
Jay works closely with Regent University, sharing his vision and passion for the law with students. Now, as the school's undergraduate program expands, Jay knows that one of the key attractions at Regent is the school's commitment to approach each class from a Christian perspective.
I think in this challenging time that the country finds itself in, that approaching a subject from a Christian worldview with that understanding is pivotal.
At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Enroll today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to enroll, visit regentundergrad.com or call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Very troubling developments in the Gaza Strip regarding Christians there, and also a report coming in Baghdad from Andrew White. I'm going to try to get Andrew on the program later in the week, or certainly next week. I'm going to be actually taping a email message from Israel on Thursday. We hope to get it to you by Friday, if not certainly over the weekend. And I'm going to try to get Andrew on as well, because we've been focusing on, and we will continue to focus on, the situation in the Middle East. And as I said, I was in Jordan today, met with leaders there and officials there. But let me tell you what the concern is, both for Israel and Jordan. Israel and Jordan have a very good relationship with each other and have had peace for almost 30 years now. But here's the difficulty. What's happened in the Gaza Strip, which is on the, if you go to ACLJ.org, look at the map, it's on the western portion of the shore of Israel and the West Bank, which is right near Jerusalem, which I'll be midweek next week, so we'll give you reports from Jerusalem. The concern there is now for the Christians in these communities. It is devastating what's going on. If you didn't catch the beginning of the broadcast, Hamas leaders are telling basically Christian churches, Christian schools, that all missionary activity has to cease, that they're going to have to live under Islamic rule if they want to have peace, that they're going to be monitored as to what they're teaching and what they're saying, and you know what that translates to. Now, on top of that, I've got a report I'm going to give you coming out of Iraq and the Gaza Strip with regard to Christians there. It's a very, very dangerous situation. Folks, I'm going to be meeting with a number of government officials in Israel and as well as some of the other areas over the next few days. And we want to be able to send a proclamation of solidarity with Israel, because they're trying to actually help the Fatah party in maintaining some peace and calm, at least in the West Bank right now, trying to reinstitute itself in the Gaza Strip so that Christians are protected. And we need to send a proclamation of solidarity. If you're concerned about your Christian brothers in these other portions of the Middle East, if you're concerned about what's happening in Israel, here's what I want you to do. I need literally thousands of you to go to your phone on this. We're going to give this proclamation of solidarity to the various government officials I meet with. Here's the phone number. You can add your name right over the phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also do so online at aclj.org. While you're online at aclj.org, check out the Daily Trial Notebook posting. I've got a special report from our friend Andrew White, who, as I said, is a Middle East envoy, Anglican clergyman. He's done a tremendous job, but the situation in Gaza is very serious. I posted his web report there. I thought it would be that important for you all to see. Again, if you want to add your name, a proclamation of solidarity with all of these government officials, but also for the Christians in a very trouble-torn area, and I'm going to be meeting with a number of these, 877 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I'm actually watching the news from my hotel room here in Israel, and they're on the CNN and Fox. They're both showing the situation deteriorating in Gaza and the Middle East. Let's go right to our phones. Alan is calling from Oregon on line one. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Alan from Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Well, I listen to your show all the time, and I was listening on Friday, and I was listening yesterday. I almost got on yesterday. The bottom line is, you know, you're telling me that you're in Israel right now, and everything seems to be calm, and the Gaza Strip has been taken over by the terrorists.
That's correct.
Did anybody ever think of just letting these people have the land, but getting the leaders together and putting it down on paper that, okay, you got the land, this is it, this is all you get. If you try to take anything else, then it's going to get real serious.
Well, they did that, actually. I mean, right now you had until last Thursday a unity government in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, and that was controlled by this coalition government of Fatah, which is the more moderate influence under Mahmoud Abbas, as well as the government with some Hamas leadership. What happened, not surprisingly, is Hamas took over the Gaza Strip. They're now making their way to the West Bank. But the folks, the struggle here, Alan, is now the impact this is having on Christians in the Gaza Strip. And there are thousands of them. And they're basically being told either convert or you're going to pay a penalty. And the penalty is very steep. Hamas is not respecting, as you can imagine, anybody's religious freedom. They're out to destroy that religious freedom. So it's very, very, very dangerous. It's a very serious situation, and we're communicating this message. But we want to right now encourage you to pray for the Christians in Baghdad, pray for the Christians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank that are living with this terrorist regime that's now creating a very difficult situation for them to free. You know, we have tremendous religious liberty and religious freedom here. We don't realize how good we have it until you see what's going on, where there's real, what I call, persecution. These people are being persecuted for their faith with threats from these Islamic terrorist militants, these Muslim clerics that are absolute part of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, and it's very, very serious. So, again, if you want to add your name to this proclamation of solidarity, you're going to be supporting our Christian brothers and sisters there as well. 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. You call and add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. To add your name to this proclamation of solidarity online. Very serious situation. Cynthia is calling from Washington State on line 5. Hi, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Hi.
We have been following you, of course, as well as Arushava every night. What I want to say is Isaiah 62:1, for Zion's sake I will not keep silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not remain quiet, till her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. We have to stand with Israel. If we don't stand with Israel, we will go down.
Yeah, well, listen, there's no doubt about it. If you read Scripture and take Scripture seriously, the biblical command to support Israel is very, very clear. Israel's got a very difficult strategic situation right now, and that is there was a freeze on monies that were controlled by the Fatah party. That money's been released now, by the way, so people could get food. As you're going to see if you go to ACLJ.org, there's actually a report on the Daily Trial Notebook talking about what's going on both in Iraq with regard to Christians there and as well as the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. You need to read this report at ACLJ.org, Cynthia. We need to be praying not only for the peace of Jerusalem, but we need to be praying and show solidarity with Christians in the Gaza Strip, also Christians in the West Bank. Very, very important, because the persecution, as you'll see from these reports, is very, very serious. Basically, they're being told either, you know, convert or die. I hate to say that bluntly, folks, but that's exactly what it is. And we need to realize the nature of this. We're going to help Andrew White in his attempts to maintain stability for the Christian believers in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. We're going to send in financial support. Of course, we're going to also be praying. But it's a very, very serious situation. Again, if you haven't entered your name for this proclamation of solidarity, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255. By the way, after the break, we're going to have a report. There's a lot going on domestically, too, in Washington, D.C. We're going to have a report from Drew Ryan and Nathan Bennett regarding the latest updates in Washington. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Craig is calling from Wisconsin on line 3. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
Well, listen, they want a holy war, right? What's stopping us, or any Christian nation for that matter, of giving them a war?
Well, you know, look, I mean, you got an interesting situation and dynamic in the Middle East. There is no doubt that these groups are provoking and attempting to provoke a war. There's no doubt about it. It is a religious war. You could call it a lot of things, but it is a war between radical Islam and the civilizations of the West, and also the Judeo-Christian tradition. What you've got developing right now in the Gaza Strip, which, again, if you go to ACLJ.org, you can look at the map, you can actually see exactly where that's located. You've got right now a struggle where Hamas has won. That's the militant terrorist organization, and they removed the Fatah government, the unity government, is gone. And the persecution is now on the Christians in the Gaza Strip, with various Muslim clerics telling these Christians that either convert or die. You're going to live under Hamas regime and Islam Sharia law. They're going to monitor what's being taught in the schools. I mean, this is really, really serious. This is extremely serious, what the persecution that's going on these Christians, and that's what we have to be cognizant of. Beth is calling from Virginia on line four. Hi, Beth.
Hi. I'm glad to be on, and I just want to call all the Christians to remember Esther and the time when the Jews were in that kind of predicament. What they did was all of them united and fasted and prayer before God, because there was no human effort to could do anything. We just have to really, really fast and pray really for our brothers and sisters there in Israel, and that God intervene and help those who are in position of leadership to make a really, really wise decision over there. It's not easy.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and we do need to keep Christians in prayer. By the way, one of the members of the Gaza Baptist Church said that it's been the most turbulent week she can recall, that basically food is now in shortage. The threats coming at the Christian schools are unprecedented. The combination of the lack of normalcy and an uncertain future is making for a very strange and difficult atmosphere, as you can imagine. And remember, this is now under Islamic control. That's basically what you have here. And this is the product of in my view, a failed Middle East policy right now. Here's what I want to do before we go to the break, folks. You go to your phones. We're going to have a report from Washington when we come back. But you go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255 is the number. And I need thousands of you to do this today. We want to show a proclamation of solidarity with Israel and with the Christians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, or simply call us at 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. The Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
The motto of the school has always been Christian leadership to change the world, and we're seeing that in business, in law, in government, in religion. So across the board, the leadership goal of Regent was to change the world, and we're seeing that.
Jay works closely with Regent University, sharing his vision and passion for the law with students. Now, as the school's undergraduate program expands, Jay knows that one of the key attractions at Regent is the school's commitment to approach each class from a Christian perspective.
I think in this challenging time that the country finds itself in, that approaching a subject from a Christian worldview with that understanding is pivotal.
At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Enroll today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to enroll, visit regentundergrad.com or call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today. It's escalating, it is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel. With the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2222. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. I'm coming to you live from Israel. Actually, right now, spent the day in Jordan, and as I've been talking about, there's a lot of interesting developments. You know, it's interesting also when you walk between Israel and Jordan, you actually get out of the car you're in, and you walk over to the border, and it's about 200 yards. In between the border of Israel and Jordan is what they call neutral territory. Now, Israel and Jordan have very good relationships. I was actually in Petra, in Jordan, today. Talk with a number of Jordanians, and I will tell you, as I mentioned during the first portion of the broadcast, the concern over what's happening in the West Bank and Gaza Strip with the incursion of Hamas taking so many of these areas over has been nothing short of incredible. The tensions are very, very high indeed. People very concerned about this unprecedented development here in Israel. Now, later in the week, we're going to be heading up north to Haifa, which is where last year's Lebanon war was really focused. And then we'll be down in the area where Jesus ministered in Galilee, and then on to Jerusalem for a series of meetings there. We'll be meeting also in Haifa, by the way, with the mayor of Haifa, as well as some of the leading government officials from the University of Haifa to give an update on the Middle East. Go to aclj.org. A lot of updated information there. And as I mentioned, I posted to the website a report that came out from a friend of mine who's actually working and ministering in the Gaza Strip, Andrew White. He is a canon of the Anglican Church. He's in charge of the Middle East area, including the Gaza Strip, and Christian persecution there right now is unbelievable. I want to turn our attention, though, for a few minutes. And by the way, again, if you want to stand with solidarity with Israel, we've got this Proclamation of Solidarity. We heard from hundreds of you yesterday. We want to encourage you again. I'm getting this information, by the way, to these government officials when I meet with them. So we want you to add your name to this Proclamation of Solidarity, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, Washington, D.C., I want to turn our attention back to domestic issues for a few minutes here near the conclusion of the broadcast. In our studios in Washington, D.C. is our Director of Governmental Affairs, Drew Ryan, and also our Deputy Director of Governmental Affairs, Nathan Bennett. Drew, first to you. Update also, the President calling for tomorrow a speech at the White House on the stem cell issue. What's the latest on what you're hearing there?
Well, and coming from a meeting just recently, in fact, about an hour ago with Senate staff, it looks like the president will try and veto this bill within the next couple of days. It looks like, and according to the White House liaison, he'll probably do it tomorrow. I will be there at the White House, Jay. Interesting week. It looks like we're going to see the immigration debate fire itself right back up on the Senate side.
Let's go back for a moment, Drew, before we get on to the other topics. Let's go back to the stem cell issue. Now, last week we were promoting heavily to make sure we maintain the Senate majority vote to sustain the veto on the embryo. This is embryonic stem cell we're talking about here. How does that stand right now?
Well, interestingly enough, also at that same meeting this morning, we had a senior staffer from the Republican side stand up and said, hey, we want to encourage you, even though it looks like Wyoming will have a new senator in place by Monday, we want to continue to encourage some of your bosses who actually ended up voting for S5 when it went through the Senate to vote present out of respect for Wyoming. So it's kind of an interesting timetable, Jay, with when is Harry Reid going to pick up that stem cell bill and try and override the presidential veto, and when is Wyoming going to have their senator in place? So I want to encourage our listeners,
Are there some Democratic support to sustain the veto?
There is. You've got Ben Nelson out of Nebraska, and then you have Senator Casey out of Pennsylvania. They appear to remain firm in their support of a presidential veto, but it's kind of a little give and take right now. You and I both know we're right on that cut line of 34 votes that are needed to sustain a presidential veto in the Senate. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Folks, what we're doing is we're giving you the information. This is coming from a meeting that Drew was in just literally an hour before the broadcast on the stem cell issue. And as I want to reiterate here, it looks like we're going to have enough Democratic crossover. We want to keep the pressure on, obviously, but there looks like there will be enough Democratic crossover that the veto of the president will be sustained. Nathan, how are we looking? Sam Bennett's in charge, deputy director, and also works very closely with the congressional liaison. How does it look in the House of Representatives right now?
Jay, I think we still have a comfortable margin over there, but as we've talked on the program before, this is a House that has pursued many anti-life provisions in recent weeks, and I don't think we want to throw it to them and trust them to uphold this, because some fishy things could happen. That margin can shrink in a hurry.
Yeah, so folks, here's what it looks like right now. It looks like we're going to be successful in sustaining the presidential veto. It looks like the president is going to veto the bill. Drew's going to be at the White House tomorrow. Kim Schaffner, who's on our staff, is also a medical doctor and is actually at law school at Regent University. He's going to be there as well. So a lot of very good developments. We're very encouraged, but again, very important time and something that we'll keep in prayer. I think it looks like we're going to be able to sustain a presidential veto here. So that's some good news. Now, Drew, you were mentioning other issues up. It looks like they're going to bring up immigration as well. How is that standing?
That is the million-dollar question right now, Jay. It appears they want to get something done before the July 4th break, as we've kind of chatted about on the show, but mainly more the other talk radio shows. It is an interesting issue, especially among the Republican ranks, with this administration pushing for something more comprehensive. You've got some of our good friends, Jim DeMint from South Carolina, Jeff Sessions from Alabama, who have some problems with the current bill and the various iterations that come along with it, that would like to see some more amendments added to it that, as they say, strengthen border security first and then move on to something more comprehensive. So it's going to be a very interesting week of debate if they actually get to it. And then I have to tell you, Jay, it's going to be interesting to see if Sessions or DeMint stand in the way when it comes to naming conferees, when it comes to actually solidifying and passing something from both the Senate and the House. So a lot yet to be done on this bill.
You know, as I was before I left to go to the Middle East, and I was in different states in the United States in a number of speaking engagements, I will tell you that the immigration issue is on the top of a lot of people's lists. People want a secure border. People want to know that there's a legal process so that people can't just violate U.S. sovereignty. It's a big, big issue. By the way, we've got almost 60 law students coming over to our program at the European Center for Law and Justice in conjunction with Regent University, European Studies program that's just top-notch. John Ashcroft on our faculty with that program. By the way, General Ashcroft is joining us in Israel. He'll be speaking to the group on Saturday night this coming week. So we're going to, by the way, more information on updated Israeli tour information and Israeli projects that you could participate in, mission projects that you can participate in. We'll have more information on that when I get back from Israel. Now, let me turn to an issue that is getting a lot of play now, folks, and I expect by the end of the summer it's going to be front and center, and that is the reports in the press, Drew and Than, I want to get both of your comments on this, over the last few days on the fairness doctrine, even coming from sources like Trent Lott, talking about the, quote, concern over conservative talk radio. I'm sure it's been in relation to the barn swell of opposition to the to what has clearly been a controversial bill on immigration. What is the latest thing on what you're hearing on the whole issue of the fairness doctrine? By the way, for people that don't know, it would have a huge impact on Christian radio and Christian television, including regulating what we must say. If we have a conservative message, if we have a Christian message, you'd have to be required to have the other side on. It would have devastating effects. What are we hearing on that front?
Well, Jay, Democratic leadership and members such as Mr. Hinchey, Mr. Kucinich, Ms. Pelosi, they have all continued to push the reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine. Now, it's interesting because even their supporters on the left are kind of coming our way on this. They're saying, listen, the Fairness Doctrine was in place at one time because there was a scarcity of spectrum. Well, that argument really no longer holds true. And so I think we're going to see some of their members come our way on this one. But you're right. We have to stay very, very vigilant because it is something that leadership is continuing to push.
Well, folks, what we're going to do is probably in August, we're going to get into this very, very heavy and very significantly and let you know what you can do to take a stand against this. So I want to encourage you there. Drew and Than, thanks for being with us. We appreciate the update from Washington.
No thanks, problem. Jay.
All right, back to the as we've got the closing minutes of the programs here, folks, I'm going to give you kind of an update on what's happening. If you're just joined or tuned in late here, I spent the day in Jordan, actually, talking with officials there. Interesting developments. This concern over Hamas and Hezbollah taking over what's called the Gaza Strip, which is on the western strip. If you go to ACLJ.org, you can actually see it on the map we have posted on the website. It's right on the western coast of Israel. It's on the water. Is causing huge problems, especially for Christians in the community who are being threatened with not only forced conversions, but churches are being destroyed. No shock here. This is a radical Islam on the run, but it tells you the nature of what we've got. Here's what I'd like to do. If you've not yet done so, I want you to join with thousands of our members and friends from around the country that have lent their name of support to a petition, a proclamation of solidarity with Israel that I'm going to present to government officials here in the state of Israel. The number is 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.